that asked me, what are we doing for Easter? And I was like, well, I was going to take a trip. She's like, oh, yeah, it's my birthday. And I'm like, oh, I'm staying home then. So totally missed that. So we're going to celebrate her birthday. She's a big 2-4 this year. I don't know what we're going to do for Easter. We're just thinking we're going to relax. I know she loves that after working Monday through Friday. She just wants to kind of hang at home. But we haven't thought of any super plans yet. But I'm sure we'll find something to do. And I'm sure I'll put it on social media for everybody to enjoy.
All three of NASCAR's National Touring Series are off this weekend. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Well, baseball, of course, it's opening day. 6:05, welcome back. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Bromelcamp Show along with Alex Kuhn with you for the next 55 minutes. Before we turn you over to the Giants and the Dodgers tonight as ESPN's baseball coverage on opening day continues. If you are just joining us, we've got a Tuffy Rhodes alert in Kansas City. That would be a 3-home run opening day for a Chicago player, this being a White Sox player, not a Cubs player as Tuffy Rhodes was back in the day. But Matt Davidson has gone yard 3 times. The White Sox looking to close out Kansas City 14-4. Notable because I believe Kansas City was up 4-0 at one point in time.
Yes,
in
that was in fact the case.
Contest. Okay, so 14 unanswered runs for the White Sox, and I don't have any animosity toward the White Sox. I grew up following both teams. I was a Cubs fan, have been all my life, but I don't really dislike the White Sox. I like to make fun of them, especially when drunk fans jump out of the stands and beat the crap out of Royals first base coaches, as actually happened in the past with Tom Gamboa. But outside of that, I have no animosity toward the White Sox. It's not like the Cardinals, where they're, in my opinion, a bitter rival. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to the Cubs and the White Sox in a day of revelry. On May 12th, the bus trip, the supersized KGYM bus trip. We're taking two buses now to Wrigley Field because the first bus has sold out. So if you are on the fence about joining us May 12th, it is a Saturday. It's $150 a person. Details are available at KGYMradio.com. But if you were planning on waiting, thinking, those guys are going to discount. Hey, we have nothing really to do with this. It's our trip. We don't set the price. We're just promoting it. But you were thinking we were going to probably drop that price a little bit lower because we weren't going to fill the bus. Suckers. We filled one bus and we're going to fill a second one. So we want you on it and we want you to take action sooner rather than later because it took us less than a month to fill up the first bus. And once the second bus is full, then that's going to be it. This is it for this year. I don't believe we're going to do multiple trips. However, as successful as this one was, fingers crossed, perhaps in the future, we'll be doing more than one a year.
Todd, I don't think I ever told you about this, but
Coon's dad took a bus trip. Oh, okay.
Our bus trip was seen by, I'm not going to name any names, but Kyle knows this. Our bus trip was seen by another Major League Baseball team who then called our station and wanted to do a bus trip to one of their games. And that because that's how popular it's been so far.
Well, you said a major league team, so I know it's not the Marlins that you're talking
Correct.
About. Correct. Actually, one of the best tweets of the day so far has come from the Daytona Tortugas, the Class A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This is complicated. If you are a Reds fan, you may know this. If you're not, chances are you have no clue. Their two A-ball affiliates are Dayton, Ohio, the Dragons, and Daytona, the Tortugas in the Florida State League. Tortugas, as anybody who was a fan of the TV show Breaking Bad knows, Tortuga is a tortoise or a turtle. They tweeted to Lawrence Levy, a.k.a. Marlins man, trying to win him over and trying to recruit him to become a Tortugas man instead of the Marlins. They said they're both located in the state of Florida. They gave one other bit of information. And then the third line to try to win him over from the Marlins was they are both teams that field rosters made up of minor leaguers. So a Class A team in the Florida State League fired a shot at Derek Jeter and the Marlins today after the Cubs beat them on opening day. It is Thursday. You guys know what that means.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
All right. 6:10, the first would you of the day, Alex, appropriately goes in your direction. Would you say Greg Holland, the acquisition of Greg Holland, makes the Cardinals a legitimate postseason contender at this point? Was that enough to solve any of the question marks around St. Louis going into the season?
Absolutely. As far as it was, does it solve question marks? It solves one huge question mark. That's the bullpen. I want to say yes to the other part of the question. Does it make them a postseason contender? But that now is going to ride nearly solely on the starting pitching staff. And I really don't know. I look at that staff and I see Carlos Martinez today, and people are, is it time?
Tsunami.
Is it time to panic about Carlos Martinez? No, this is what he does. He's really good one day, and he looks like he can't throw a strike the next day. He just started inverse of what he did last year. If you remember last year, opening day start, he was really good against the Cubs. Next start, he gave up 5 runs in like 3 innings. He just started with the 5-run performance today. And then behind that, Michael Wacha is the number 2 starter. I look at that starting rotation and still don't think it's good enough for them to contend for the division. But I think that baseball right now is so top heavy with what Ryan Fagan describes, and I'll describe as the elite 6 or 7 teams, that maybe there's a chance that they could contend for a wild card spot. It's as many flaws as they had last year, as bad as Cardinals fans thought that team was last year. They won 84 games. And if their bullpen wasn't so terrible, they probably would have squeaked out a wild card spot. So I think that this does erase a huge question mark about the bullpen. I saw Jordan Hicks today. He's filthy. And Greg Holland will be coming back, and we'll see how long it takes for him to be ready. And Alex Reyes will be back in May. When you have those three, and then possibly Luke Gregerson and Bud Norris and Dominic Leone and Matt Bowman, that's a pretty solid bullpen. So it goes from a clear weakness to what I think is a strength. I just don't know if it's going to be enough to cover up the deficiency in the starting lineup. As for the offense,
you left out Tui.
Sam Tuivalala.
I actually like him. So,
He throws hard. I always think that he's going to take the next step, but he's constantly kind of buying that or getting that ticket from back and forth from Memphis to St. Louis. The offense is going to be streaky like it was last year. You'll see him score 10 runs one night and then one or two runs the next night. So, yes, I think that they could possibly make a wild card run, but it's going to depend on the starting rotation.
Well, for me, they clearly, you know, addressed a need there, is to have a guy who you can say, okay, this is our closer. Come the end of a game, this is the guy we're going to. I personally thought Holland, I was surprised to see him last this long. I think a lot of people were. One of the better closers in baseball last year. But if I recall, his second half wasn't quite as good as the first half. So he might not, I mean, there might be a little bit of a reason that he lasted this long. Maybe his numbers last year, a little bit of a misnomer. But in theory here, they've got themselves a pretty darn good closer. And like Alex said, that takes what was, you know, kind of a weakness in the bullpen. It makes it a little bit stronger, as where, you know, you've got some guys who you can fill in the middle innings and then go to Holland at the end. So you got to be feeling pretty good about that. But then, like Alex just outlined, you have some questions in the starting rotation. You have some questions in the lineup. And then I think the bigger problem, if we're talking about, does this make them a legitimate postseason threat? The bigger problem is really has nothing to do with the Cardinals. It's the National League is very top heavy right now. You look at the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Nationals, and I don't think Greg Holland closes the gap between the Cardinals and those other teams. It really has nothing to do with them. It's just that, you know, those teams at the top are so good. I don't really think that No, to answer the question, no. The Cardinals still are not a huge threat come postseason.
We'll keep this. This is not a bullpen edition of Would You, but this is the second bullpen-related Would You. Kyle, how long would you give Fernando Rodney as the Twins closer, the free agent acquisition, giving up a walk-off home run in Baltimore today to Adam Jones as the Twins begin the year with a loss?
Yeah, sir. He's been up and down over these last couple years. He's getting old, and so certainly you're coming into the season with, you know, kind of a little bit of skepticism. You think he's going to be on a relatively short leash, and then he goes and loses the game on opening day with a walk-off home run. So Twins fans, you know, even the Twins organization, maybe scratching their heads a little bit, but I mean, it's not like I'm not going to sit him down after one bad start. Everybody's going to have a blown save or two throughout the course of a year. But, I mean, maybe you ride with him through at least the whole first month before you say, you know. And they picked up Addison Reed in the offseason, who I thought was really one of the better relief pitchers available. I was hoping the Cubs would kick the tires on him a little bit, but the Twins got him on a pretty good deal. And, you know, if Rodney continues to struggle, I would give him about a month. But if Rodney continues to struggle, knowing that you have a viable alternative in Addison Reed, I think after about a month or so, if Rodney hasn't looked super good, I think I would go ahead and turn things over.
I'm not a guy that necessarily knows a whole lot about advanced statistics or sabermetrics or how the mathematical part of the game works. But when those people talk about baseball, they brought up a very good point about how outdated the save statistic is, in the fact that why, if a team in the eighth inning has 1, 2, and 3 or 2, 3, and 4 coming up, why would you bring a worse pitcher in to face them and then have your just because you want your closer to rack up a save? So this question's easy to me. You give whoever's the best pitcher, the best reliever out of those two, whether it's Addison Reed or Fernando Rodney, the opportunity to come in when you need to get the biggest three outs of the game, whether that's at the end or that's in the eighth inning. You decide who's the better option at that point. And if Fernando Rodney continues what we saw today, then the answer is easy. But it's so early. It's the first game of the season. Fernando Rodney was good last year for stretches, and you give him at least a month or two to figure things out. You certainly go right back to him the next time that there's a save opportunity or an opportunity to pick up three big outs in a game that you need.
All right, a changeup here for you after a couple fastballs right down the middle of the pipe, Fernando Rodney style. Alex, would you say Drake hit the proverbial home run? See, we stuck with the baseball theme today in the Darren DeVries hire.
I hope so.
Every new hire is a home run.
Exactly. When you hear Greg Lansing and then Jack Dom giving the support, then I right now have to trust those guys. And even Greg McDermott, for that matter, I have to trust those guys more than I trust myself, because I haven't been around the guy for 17 years. There are going to be questions. Well, why didn't he get an opportunity earlier? Or why has it been this long? But the fact of the matter is, Drake needed to go out and get a guy who could recruit, who could sell the program, who understands what it's like being in the Missouri Valley, and who has been at a program that you kind of want to model the Drake program after. That's Creighton. Best case scenario for Drake is their basketball team wants to look a lot like Creighton does year in and year out. So I hope so. And I think based on everything that we know about him, he could be that guy.
I think, like Alex just said, he's a, you know, I think this is a good hire. And Jared DeVries, Darren DeVries, he's been there at Creighton for a while, learned under a couple good coaches and Dana Altman, who's now at Oregon, Greg McDermott. So he's been around some good coaches. You got to assume he knows how to be a decent coach. If you're talking about X's and O's, managing rotations and stuff and in-game things like that. And he's from Iowa, played in Iowa. So he's got those ties. But I think the biggest thing that Drake has to appreciate that they're getting with him is this guy spent 17 years as an assistant coach at the same school. And I think that speaks to something that they're probably looking for after Nico Medved leaves after just 1 year, and that's loyalty. You know, you get an Iowa guy, you assume he's a good coach. And I feel like we talked about this when Nico initially said that he was going to be going to Colorado State. If you get a good coach at a school like Drake, they're probably going to be leaving soon. If they do so well, they're probably going to get hired at a bigger school. Based on DeVries' resume, I'm not so sure that that's the case. I'm not so sure he's just going to jump at the very first opportunity, the very first time that a bigger school comes calling. I read about it today when Dana Altman got hired and sent out to Oregon. DeVries had a chance to go with him, and he didn't. He stayed at Creighton because he's comfortable there. He liked the school. And, you know, now he's the head coach at Drake, and I think there's something to be said for a little bit of consistency at a school like that.
I think that there's somewhat of a balance when you're talking about a coach and Drake, because you know that as soon as he starts succeeding, and I think that he will at Drake, he's going to get calls. And like Kyle said, maybe he doesn't jump at the first opportunity. Maybe he decides to stick around a couple years after he kind of gets things rolling. But the big key for Drake, in my opinion, is to find a guy that will lay the groundwork for somewhat consistent success. And that's easier said than done. You've seen it at other programs. I'll use Creighton as a very good example of that. Dana Altman built the groundwork so that they could go out when he left and get a guy like Greg McDermott to continue that success. I'll use the personal example. I have no shame in doing this. Memphis football hires Justin Fuente. He leaves it in really good shape, and they can go out and get a head coach that they wouldn't have been able to 4 years ago, like Mike Norvell, to keep things going. So that's the kind of thing that they want at Drake, because, of course, when Iowa or Iowa State or Duke or North Carolina come calling for a coach at a school like Drake, they're going to listen. And a lot of 9 times out of 10, when the money is good and when you can move your family to a place like that and coach at the highest level, most human beings are going to take that opportunity. But they desperately need somebody to lay the groundwork, not only for the current roster, but for some kind of consistent success in the Missouri Valley, which is way easier said than done.
17 years at one point. I wonder if he almost followed Dana Altman to Arkansas instead of also following him to Oregon. Woo, pig suey.
That lasted long.
Woo, pig suey. Oh, man. And that was before the days that videos really went viral easily. But the look, I still to this day remember the look on Dana Altman's face when he's there at that news conference being introduced as the next head coach at Arkansas. Alex, I'm going to throw this one to you. The return of Roseanne this week to the airwaves has inspired me to create this, would you? What one television show would you like to bring back to life in 2018? Any television show that has been off of the air, canceled, ran its course, you can bring one back. I know Scott Unash right now is watching the White Sox Ooh. While listening to the radio screaming, "Cheers!" You can bring any TV show back. I know you're more of a sports person, but you watch some TV in your free time. Kyle is chomping at the bit to... Maybe Kyle wants to take this one first, and you can formulate an answer.
I've already got two good ones.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, give him the...
If you're Mr. TV expert, go ahead.
I do watch too much television. Initially, I was thinking Roseanne-era shows, and I was going to say Fresh Prince, just because I love Will Smith.
That's a good one. Wow. Never mind.
But then
I'm gonna stop making fun of you. That's a really good one.
You can.
Uncle Why didn't I say that?
Uncle
one?
Phil's dead, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're running out of.
Yeah. But didn't they go through two Aunt Vivians in their time too?
That's true. Whoa. Yes. Holy cow, Coon. Dropping knowledge. Wow.
But I'm actually gonna go with what I would say.
Only
is
one Carlton.
My favorite comedy of all time, The Office. The Office is no longer making new episodes, but you know Michael. Steve Carell, he's pretty much the only one who's still off doing things. I think the character who played Jim John Krasinski. He's tried his hand in a couple movies, but
Jenna Fisher, who played Pam,
just got a show.
Just got a show, yeah. And it's not very good. It's about this couple that's they're getting divorced, but they're still going to live together, and they basically you can tell they're going to eventually wind up getting back together, but there's wacky hijinks in between.
I just thought The Office was such a creative and I think with the whole mockumentary style, it was you could really make an argument that it was a revolutionary type show. But I just thought that the characters all worked together so well, and I know for the most part, most of those actors and actresses, they're not really doing anything. So just go ahead and get the gang back together. Let's make some episodes.
I was gonna say Seinfeld, but
okay.
Maybe replace Michael Richards, but that's the problem. You can't.
But that would be great in 2018 because you're talking social issues. So you
that's true.
Throw racist Kramer out there. That's an episode. For those of you who don't remember, the actor who played Kramer on Seinfeld, Michael Richards, had an episode.
Yes, he did.
In a stand-up comedy setting that didn't sit well with the African-American community or anybody that has a modicum of good taste.
You know what, though? I'm going to go ahead and say I had two thoughts in mind, and I know that this show, I think, is still going on. 2.5 Men is still going on, is it not, with Ashton Kutcher? And I know he's an Iowa guy.
I don't know if it kept going.
And he's an Iowa guy, and he's a phenomenal actor, whatever you want to call him. It just was not the same without Charlie Sheen. Get Charlie Sheen out of wherever he at whatever hole he's in right now. And get him back on set because that would be highly entertaining in 2018. And also The League. I don't know what
now,
to do.
See, I could have bet $1 million you were going
to
say that.
I don't know what to do during football season with the NFL without ever, was it Tuesday, Wednesday nights on FXXXX?
No, see, no one remembers what night TV shows are on anymore because if you're like me, you just set your DVR
exactly.
And you know you get a free moment on Wednesday or Thursday and you go, if I had a dollar for every time my wife or me have uttered the phrase, what's on the DVR? You don't pay attention to what night shows are on. You just, when you get free time, especially when you have kids, you get free time, you watch TV on the DVR. That's why I think the podcast is so important at KGYMradio.com because who the hell's carving out 3 hours a night to listen to this show? I mean, maybe you're downloading the podcast, listening to us on the treadmill at 5:30 in the morning before you go to work. Good morning. Thanks for taking along and starting your day with us. Can you imagine this is a morning show? Good God.
No,
I can't. My wife all the time is, I would love it if you were home at night. What if they ever moved your show to the morning? She got really excited when they screwed up with Mike and Mike in the morning. ESPN decided. She's like, what if the new show is terrible and KGYM decides to replace it with you guys in the morning? And I was like,
I don't know about
that's
that.
A deep cut, by the way. Maybe Glenn Gardner caught that, somebody else in the building. But if you were going to bring a show back, I think it's got to be relatively recent because all these old reboots like Roseanne, it's just it comes off as trying too hard. And I'll throw one out there. This is a show that I never watched when it was on. I didn't really get it. I didn't think it was that funny. And now that I've watched it in syndication, it's on in the mornings as I'm waiting for the nanny to get there so that I can come into the office. Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
Is blanking funny.
I've never been able to get into it either.
Did not watch it when it was on. Of course, I'm late to the party a lot of times. Arrested Development, I didn't watch that when it was on Fox. And then you stumble across the DVDs pre-Netflix and you're like, yeah, I'm bored. Going to run through a TV series, why not? And then the next thing you know, you're just waiting for Netflix to do the reboot, which it did, and it was okay. It wasn't as good as the original. If you want to go to the archives, I'm going to follow the Roseanne script. I'm going to bring Elf back, and Elf, much like Roseanne, will be a Donald Trump supporter. I think it would be great hijinks. You can imagine Willie and Kate, and they're forlorn because they're alien house guest is a right-wing alien. I don't know. There you go. NBC, if you're listening, I just gave you a multi-million dollar idea.
For the younger listeners out there,
Mata, make TV great again.
I'm
Matt Gah. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm going to copyright it. Elf.
I know Kyle's going to appreciate this one, too. People that like vulgar, trash television. Blue Mountain State.
That
was a really good
one. That was basically Varsity Blues with like more of an R rating, right? It was kind of a ripoff of the movie.
Exactly. But it was hilarious.
It was Elf. Funny enough.
Yeah. Willie's getting tired of Elf and his right-wing ways. Who changed the channel to Hannity again? Elf! Elf ate cats.
What?
For those of you who don't remember.
I don't.
And was from the Planet Melmac. It was only on for 4 years. And I remember Elf being a huge part of my childhood. I would have thought Elf was on for 6, 7, 8 years. But apparently you could only get 4 years of jokes out of eating cats. 319-366-16. And by the way, BJ and Marion on the text line also agrees. He likes Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then, I don't know, maybe his wife is texting in with Dawson's Creek. That does not strike me as BJ's jam, but there you go. That perhaps the most interactive would you we've ever had on the text line. What one old TV show would you like to bring back from the dead?
It's a good one.
I'll tell you what, because we've got a little bit of time here, an open segment, we'll do a big board and we come back. There's going to be a bonus would you after the bottom of the hour. So,
but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. This is the first time we've ever had a bonus, would ya? But Kyle's got to get a Midwest One Bank big board update in first. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Crowell had Iowa leading 6-1 after 5 innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at 6, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nystrom each had 3 hits. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and has spent the last 17 years as an assistant coach at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling has extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran's decided not to send its team. And there are also reports that Russia may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says that they still expect them to participate, but is being proactive to ensure a full competition. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and today signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. And tonight after the show, we're going to have the Dodgers hosting the Giants. That'll be on all three KGYM frequencies.
Do they still have the Mongolian Grill in Coralville? That may be a popular spot.
I think so, yeah.
Mongolia makes its way to the UWW Wrestling Championships. That's almost WWF-ian. Making their way to the center ring from Outer Mongolia, weighing in at, and then the Pokemon theme comes on and everybody's like, by God, that's Spencer Lee's music. And he drops from the rafters and then Elf shows up and goofballs and grass. I'm all hopped up on something. Okay, 6:33. Here's the deal. I had one would you left. I think it's a good one. It's a sports related one. So we're going to step aside, take a break. We come back. A bonus would you on an opening day edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, now on all three KGYM frequencies. Back with more after this.
Get your spring project started now during Menards Easter Sale. Create an attractive permanent border with interlocking concrete edgers. Great for straight or curved flower beds, tree rings, or gardens. They can be installed level with the ground to make mowing easy. In 4 colors, get 4 for only $3. Save big on interlocking concrete edgers and more. Offers good through April 1st. Now, during Menards Easter Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The weather has put a damper on the spring sports season so far. Track and field meets have been postponed for the first week of the outdoor season. The remaining spring sports will soon get underway if Mother Nature starts to cooperate. Girls golf will have their first meet on April 3rd. Boys and girls tennis will begin on April 2nd. Boys soccer will take part in the Jamboree on March 29th at Kingston Stadium. And girls soccer will also kick off their season with a Jamboree on April 2nd. The football schedules have been released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association for the next 2 years. The defending Class 3A state champion Saints will open on the road at Iowa City Regina. Other non-district games will include Decorah, Davenport Assumption, and West Delaware.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
If you can name that movie, I will be very impressed. Even the actor, I would be impressed. 319-366-1600. No, kind of close, but not really. You can let us know on the Hertine & Stocker text line. Hertine & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. I am tweeting out, if you follow me on Twitter, I am tweeting out the Roseanne-inspired would you. I'm trying to see from my Twitter base, all 3,800 bots that follow me at Todd Brummelkamp, how many TV shows they can come up with. They'd like to reboot it, but one of the characters has to be a hardcore Donald Trump supporter. Because, and I say this, I'm not getting too political here, but Will and Grace is back on TV on NBC, and Karen, who's played by Megan Mullally, she's a hardcore Trump supporter. And then you've got the character of Roseanne on the TV show named after Roseanne Barr, who now is a, so it seems to be sort of formulaic. Let's bring an old TV show back, and then we make one of the characters. So imagine I'm going to ruin one of Scott Unash's favorite television shows here by saying this. But imagine Cheers.
Coach?
Well, Coach is dead, so he wouldn't be able. But imagine Cheers with Norm sitting at the end of the bar just talking about building the wall. I just ruined Cheers.
You know, for I
what other
it,
shows Unash likes watching? Let's see. The other ones he watches are all currently on, so they don't. Elf. I'm telling you, NBC, if you're listening, the execs at NBC, I just gave you guys a golden idea. I said we were going to do a bonus, would you? And because I was prattling on and listening to BJ on the text line talk about how he actually likes Dawson's Creek, it did give us one of the greatest gifts of all time, right? The crying James Vanderbeek. He was on that show. Would you, if you were an NFL team, trade 2 first-round draft picks for Odell Beckham Jr. right now, today. Kyle, you're excited about this one right now. That seems to be the asking price for a guy who's widely regarded as the best receiver in football. He's got some issues, but he's really talented, and not quite Josh Gordon issues, not quite that level. But the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr., this is a marriage that's headed for a divorce, and the Giants are maybe looking to get what they can out of Odell Beckham Jr. Would you trade 2 for it? Doesn't have to be the 1st and 4th like Cleveland has. Maybe a 1st this year and a 1st next year, but that's the asking price. Do you pull the trigger?
Well, I guess I would have to start by it. A big part of it depends what team you're talking about and what position they're in. If I'm the Browns, even if it's the first or the fourth or one first and next year's first. The Browns, no. Because if you're a bad team, you don't start at receiver. You don't build around a receiver. It just doesn't work. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's been proven time and time again. But take the team who's had, you know, been rumored to maybe be kicking the tires. The Los Angeles Rams are ready-made. They had maybe the best offense in the league last year already as it is, built around Todd Gurley. Jared Goff is going to be going into a year, you know, expected to take that, you know, that jump at going into his second year as a starter. The defense is in a good spot. What I'm trying to say is that Rams roster is ready-made, and they have room because they're not paying their starting quarterback regular starting quarterback money. They've got a short window here where they can go ahead and kind of spend, and they're going to be, you know, awfully good for the next couple years. If I'm the LA Rams, I go ahead. I'll give them my first rounder this year. I'll give them my first rounder next year. We don't really even have to negotiate. I won't play hardball with you. I won't try to negotiate down to a first and a third. I don't need those first-round picks because, you know, when you're in position to compete for a Super Bowl, those first-round picks aren't really that important to you. How many notable first-round picks have the Patriots made over the last 10 years? If I'm a team like the Rams, or, you know, there's probably a small handful of teams who are in similar position, yeah. Because Odell Beckham, the bad teams shouldn't do it because you can't build around a receiver, but teams like the Rams in a position where you're just looking for that extra leg up, that extra, you know, oomph to get over the mountain, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely do it.
It has to be a team that's ready to win now. And by now, I mean this year or next year. Because I'm not breaking any news here, but football is not made up of a ton of choir boys. So when I hear somebody say that there's off the field issues or there's character red flags, I immediately jump to, man, they must be really bad. They must be really bad, and a lot of times it's not necessarily anything criminal. It's just the amount of stress that a player puts them through. It's what he's like in the locker room. How does he get along with his teammates? And there's a certain amount of it when you're good enough that a team will put up with. And we're seeing it. We've seen it over the past few years with Dez Bryant in Dallas. They've put up with it as long as he's producing. And now that he is not quite as good as he once was, we'll see how much longer it lasts. But for a team that's not ready to win now, it makes no sense. You mortgage your future with two first-round picks, and oh, by the way, you're going to have to go out and pay him as the highest-paid player in the NFL and go through all the headaches that go along with what it has been for the Giants to have him on your roster over and over and over and over again. He's been a really good receiver, but he has been a headache for that franchise. And it just, if you're the Los Angeles Rams, then yes, you've already put yourself in that position as kind of a ticking time bomb. And I look at them similarly to the way that I looked at the Seattle Seahawks. I think their window has closed, but I thought, okay, well, they have about a 3 or 4 year stretch where they're going to be as good of team as there is in the NFL because they have all these really good players. They're big time personalities, and Pete Carroll is fostering that kind of surrounding for his team, and it's going to work for a while. But eventually, all these guys are going to want to get paid. They're going to start declining, and after about 3 or 4 years, it's all going to kind of fall apart. When you have Ndamukong Suh and Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters on the same team, I think you can go ahead and say your window is 3 to 4 years. And bringing in Odell Beckham Jr. for the Rams, I think would be okay.
I don't know. In today's football with first-round picks, the currency that they are, I think it will be interesting. Your guys' gut feeling, not the two first-round draft picks, but how much longer do we see Odell Beckham Jr. as a New York football giant?
I don't think he gets traded this year. We heard on the NFL Network at 5 o'clock that the Giants are leaning towards not doing it. But I don't think he's going to get the type of money that he wants from that franchise.
It really depends to me how true are the reports that, you know, that they want two first rounders, because we've heard over the last couple of days that they're not shopping him, but at the same time, an alleged asking price made it out. So somebody somewhere might have said, okay, we're not necessarily shopping him, but if a team comes to us with two first round picks, then they'll do it. If that's to be taken as truth, then I do think a team like the Rams would come calling and go ahead and do it. So if that asking price is legitimate and they would really consider it, then I think he could get dealt, you know, fairly soon.
Twitter has responded early to the idea of bringing back TV shows and then casting one of the characters as an ardent supporter of the president. Rugrats.
Oh my God.
If you're playing along on Twitter, you've got to give the character
Tommy
Pickles.
Tommy Pickles.
That's the last name. You've got to give the character that you would give that plot device to.
Make formula great again.
There you go. Look.
I like it.
By the way, I tagged NBC in that. So if Alf comes back to the airwaves anytime soon and there is a political bent to Alf or any of the other characters, Willie, the Achmonics, who were the next door neighbors, who was the daughter? I'm trying to remember. Brian was the son, the daughter. She was probably one of the first crushes that I had when I was a wee lad. The first time that you start to realize girls are more than just girls. Alf, a formative television show in my early days. That's a winner, as Mike Shannon would say, by the way, and not the Cardinals. They lost today to the Mets, but the White Sox, a 14-7 winner over the Royals. That'll make for one happy Greg Runyon the next time you hear him across the hall from us on Smart FM. You can hear Smart FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. And while we're talking about our other stations here in the building, I say our other stations as if KGYM is driving the bus. Well, we are taking the bus to Wrigley Field May 12th, but Z102.9, prom is coming up next month. It happens to be on the same day as the third day of the NFL draft. So I have a feeling I know where Alex Kuhn is going to be that night, and it's not going to be at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. But kids, high school kids get to have prom. This is an opportunity for those of you who are, well, let's just put it politically correct, older than 18, all ages older than 18, you can relive the fun and glory of prom night by joining our friends from Z102.9 in April. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. And it's a fun night usually. You get together, you dress up, maybe go out and have a bite to eat downtown Cedar Rapids before going over to the Doubletree. Again, details on our website, kgymradio.com. 6:47, we are a little bit behind there. I blame Alf. It's like Alf was blamed for virtually everything in the Tanner household. 6:48, quick timeout. We come back. We'll try to get on track here over the final 10 minutes of the program. Back with more after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Did two.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
Gary Coleman from Different Strokes. You bring back Different Strokes, and adorable little Gary Coleman is the driver there in the bring back an old TV show and do what everybody's doing nowadays. Will and Grace, Roseanne. Take something that's old and inject the current political climate into it, and you know, just stay away from the bike shop this time. By the way, text line 3530, you got to try a little bit harder than asking me Alf's real name. His real name was Gordon Shumway, and no, I did not have to look that up, which is sad. It is very telling that perhaps the one thing that I am best at, I host a three-hour talk show on a sports talk radio station, and the only thing that I can really punch above my weight at, references to 1980s television shows. That is 2018 in a nutshell, is it not? By the way, Twitter is sort of taking this and running. Dallas is... That'd be a little bit too close to home, especially with J.R. Ewing, but I think you could get some mileage out of that. 319-366-1600. We've got BJ and Marion, who's now arguing the merits of Dawson's Creek, saying, I can't make fun of him for watching that because I watch The Bachelor Bachelorette. He is not wrong. Thank you very much. Speaking of bus trips, I think I just got ran over by one. If you're just joining us, very exciting news today. In honor of opening day, we have announced something that we've known here for the last couple days, but we've been sitting on it waiting for opening day. The May 12th bus trip to Wrigley Field for the Cubs and the White Sox, both in first place right now, by the way, both winning today on opening day. The bus trip has sold out. That's the bad news. If you were waiting to buy your tickets, the bus is full. The good news, I hope people didn't just turn their radio off and don't get to hear this. The good news is we're taking a second bus. So if you were interested in going with us and you didn't get in time, this sold out in about a month. It was a far, far greater than what we expected it to be, the interest level, which has me very excited about this. We are going to take two buses now. Cost is the same, $150 a person, round-trip transportation to and from. The tickets are in the same section, the 200 level at Wrigley Field, down the third base line. You get a swag bag. I'll be, I guess, piloting one of the buses, not driving, but sort of acting as the chaperone. Alex, I believe you and Kyle have the other bus. If
Ooh,
I was
that's
reading
a lot
that,
of responsibility.
But
I'm
second,
up for the challenge.
If the second bus is only, say, half full, which I don't think it will be, then you guys get more leg room.
Yeah, but I think we'd probably just spread it out between the two buses at that point.
Well, no,
right?
we're taking, screw that, we're taking two jam-packed full buses, coolers and all. And yes, the two most popular questions on the text line about the bus trip have been, is it kid-friendly and can you bring coolers? Which, those two things don't necessarily seem to be copacetic, but you can have a kid-friendly trip and also have your fair share. There will be one bus on the way home that's the drunk bus and one that's the quiet bus for all the kiddos. How about that? 319-366-1600. That may actually be close to becoming a reality. Who knows? Let's send it over to Kyle, finish up with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then we'll tell you about a great show for you tomorrow on Friday.
It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Corral had Iowa leading 6-1 after five innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at six, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with four runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nystrom each had three hits. Iowa's going to be at Illinois this weekend. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and spent the last 17 years as an assistant coach at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City right in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling has extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran's decided not to send its team. And there are also reports that Russia may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says they still expect the Russians to participate, but they are being proactive to ensure that they've got a full slate of competitors. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15, and today he signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. Right here, when we finish up the show, we're going to have the Dodgers hosting the Giants on all three frequencies.
And Clayton Kershaw, fastball sitting at about 91 as opposed to 93 as it was last year. We'll see how things go. I'm really excited for this. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's program. We're going to have future Iowa basketball player C.J. Frederick with us. He was the high school player of the year in Kentucky. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is working for a guest with us inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And I'm sure we'll have more on the way. Love It or Leave It is a Friday staple. We'll have a couple baseball games to talk about, and I'm sure there's plenty to dive into as we continue to reboot old 80s TV shows. Off to baseball. Thanks for listening.
Get your spring project.